Chapter 21. He had never been a great drinker, but Giles imagined he now understood what it must be like to have done or said things in a state of inebriation that were soon forgotten in the following sobriety. Giddy dismissal, disbelief, rejection, dawning horror. Eventually, acceptance must come. Acceptance is the true terror. Acceptance defines the point at which one realizes it is not the story of his friends that is unreliable, but the story of his mind. The story of the mind is the thing that is false. It lies like an enemy. Only your mind, the most intimate part of you, would lie like an enemy, like a lover, protecting against the shame of what you had done. A hindered mind doing the best it could with what it had left. And then the world found you the next morning and gave you the truth. Giles watched the news story play out on the television and experienced these things. Only acceptance never came. He had never been a great drinker. He had been a sober man in the strictest sense for years, knowing that he must exist either in sobriety or alcoholism, not both. He knew he could not straddle the line between, and Annalise would be heartbroken to see him become an alcoholic. On the off chance she was still in a place where she could see, he abstained. The thing on the television made him feel very much an alcoholic. It made him feel an alcoholic in all of the ways that were bad and none of the ways that felt good. The delightful tooth-buzzing laughter and the warmth of the skin along her back. "This appears to be an inaccurate report." Giles snorted.
"Well, you think so, do you?"
"This scenario does not require a great deal of thought, Giles."
"Uh-huh.
Still think we shouldn't be going to the police?" Sigma's chassis creaked as it shifted against the wall. The turret rotated to look at Giles, and he noticed for the first time that there was more than just the blinking red light. He saw what appeared to be an array of black sensors wrapped around the front of the turret in a thin, segmented band. He wondered idly if these covered more than the visible light spectrum.
"It seems to be our current path is reinforced."
How so?
"When we did not have the benefit of the news footage, there was no way to know how your story would be perceived by the authorities. We did not know who was after you, and if he acted alone. Miss Dora had a good point. It does not hurt to remove to a temporary location and evaluate the situation as we have done. The reports on the matter might have supported going to the authorities. They do not. They have instead presented damning evidence likely to see you incarcerated indefinitely. I cannot allow this. I am supposed to be depositing you to the anagnorisis lab in New York."
The breath ran shallow in Giles's chest as the inner workings of his mind went tissue thin and brittle.
"Sigma, you would take me there against my will, wouldn't you? If I wanted to turn myself in, you would stop me."
"Giles, please understand. My orders are explicit. I am to protect you at all costs from all manner of harm and deliver you to the intended destination. Your loss of freedom, especially under fabricated circumstances, is one form of harm."
He saw that his hands were shaking again. He flexed them into fists and filled his lungs to capacity several times.
"You might as well package me up in a box and load me onto a flatbed."
"That is hardly a workable solution. It is sure to draw attention. Also, you must be able to consume nutrients and excrete waste, to say nothing of hygiene. But it is good that you are now applying yourself to solutions. Continue to do so, please."
Giles placed his head in his hands and groaned. Sigma watched him do this for some time, and when it was obvious Giles would do nothing else, straightened to begin sweeping the room with his turret. He proceeded to monitor the area for another 12 minutes and 48 seconds before identifying a footstep pattern consistent with Dora's gait. 30 seconds later, she tapped at the door. Sigma observed passively as Giles went to open it. She entered the room carrying a plastic bag stretched to bursting in her left hand. With it came the warm smells of meat fried in oil, beans, the crispness of lettuce, the earthiness of rice. Giles's mouth began to water as soon as he smelled these things, and she squeezed past him to set the bag on the table. The boxes and cups within settled lazily and spread along the surface with the sounds of rustling paper and foil. Giles glanced outside to look into the shadows, but saw nothing. He was unsure what it was worth, that he saw nothing, but he shut the door and fastened it anyway. Dora was already seated at the table arranging various parcels over the surface. She pointed at the opposite chair with her chin and said, "It's best when hot."
He sat down and looked at the feast with his mouth open.
Where did you get all this?
Down the way.
He looked at her. She was tearing into a hard-shell taco as if it was trying to escape. Looking down at the various styrofoam containers and bags, he asked,
Well, what's in all of these?
She smiled.
Don't know. Pop open a few lids and see.
But you don't know?
It's part of the fun, Giles. Everything is a surprise.
He closed his eyes and sighed. He understood.
Did anyone see you coming back here?
She settled back into her chair and looked at him with an aggrieved expression that said he was being an insulting ass.
Of course. How could I even ask? My apologies.
Dora nodded, said,
Eat,
and resumed savaging her food. She finished off two more tacos before he found a container full of beans and rice that looked and smelled delicious. Dora tossed him a small package of flour tortillas when he popped the lid.
Didn't grab any forks, she said through a mouthful. Roll those up like a shovel. You ever use a piece of toast to push your eggs around? Like that.
He nodded self-consciously and did as she advised, making only half the mess he thought he would. He found he could make a ball of the stuff by stirring a wad of beans up in the rice, and then worked the entirety of the mess onto the end of the tortilla. He sucked the ball from the end in a most indelicate manner, and was struck by the deep savor in his mouth. Dora watched as he did this, and laughed at him as he chewed.
What? He asked, smiling. Bite the end off, Giles. Don't suck it like it's a pito.
He looked at the end of the now slimed tortilla and began to laugh with her.
Yes, it is rather pathetic, isn't it?
She gestured at the plastic bag by his elbow and said,
That's why you get a lot of them.
They ate in silence a while, somehow forgetting Sigma's foreboding presence and the long sweep of his turret. After a few minutes, Giles began to clear his throat repeatedly, and Dora nodded.
Sorry, that's the grease. I couldn't get anything to drink. We'll have to take a mouthful from the sink.
Giles eyed the faucet across the room, and she said,
It's fine. Just let it run until the water stops being orange. Did you see anything on the news while I was gone?
Giles sighed and dropped the remainder of his tortilla onto the bed of rice. It folded open into a crescent moon as he looked over at the black television screen and scowled.
There was a story covering what happened. It appears I'm wanted for murder.
Her eyebrows raised as she said,
That didn't take long. I thought they'd at least take some time before they called it a murder. Circumstances weren't so cut and dried.
He looked down at his food and nodded sadly.
What is it, Giles?
Give me a moment. It was nice not having to think about it when you came back. It was nice just being able to eat.
Finish your food then, and tell me.
He pushed it across the table.
No, I've lost my appetite. They had footage. There was a guardian camera installed somewhere along that street, though I don't know where. I don't recall there being a streetlight in the position that the camera appeared to be. Maybe they're installing them in other things, I don't know. I didn't even think they had the cameras in my neighborhood.
Why not?
Asked Dora.
Because it was a nicer area. The people who lived there did better.
You mean they were better?
No, I didn't say that. There just wasn't any crime in the area. It's a waste of money to put guardian hotspots around there. Why would you install cameras to watch for a thing that never happened?
You're assuming they only watch for crime?
Dora asked. What else would they watch for?
Don't be dense, she scoffed.
Then, looking at the portion he had pushed away, she asked,
Are you eating that?
Help yourself.
She slid it over and went to work.
So they have some video. Okay. They were going to know you were involved anyway when they traced all the wreckage back to your place and saw the state of things. It's about what we knew it was before, right? They still can't be trusted. We should still stay low. I don't understand why you're so...
Dora, the video didn't show what happened.
She went very still at this.
What did it show?
You weren't there. Neither was Sigma. In the video they played on the news, I walk up to the car and break out the window. Then the man who was chasing us rushes in from off-camera and makes a grab at me. The feed ends when I pull out a gun and shoot him several times.
Her face had changed from confused to disbelieving as he explained. When he finished, she shook her head and said,
It doesn't make any sense.
Well, of course not.
It's pretty goddamn far from what happened.
No, that's not what I mean. I didn't see any activity out there when I was getting dinner. We're not that far from your house, Giles. Nobody's talking about it. I didn't see one cop. Down south, when someone is stupid enough to leave a body, the police are forced to acknowledge what has happened, and then they must make a great show of pursuing justice. They put barricades at all the major streets and go door to door to shake the people around and demand answers. They get very angry that someone has botched a killing so bad that they must be involved, and they do a careful job of looking for the one who caused the trouble. This is where I come from, where we've given up on pretending, and not here, where pretense has been turned into a national pastime. I saw no police out there, Giles. Nothing like what I've described.
I see.
Is it that different here? Are the police quiet because of all the cameras? Are they just relying on the cameras to catch you?
I don't know, Giles admitted. It is possible. Dora shook her head.
What a sick country. Okay, put that aside. What about the video? It obviously shows a thing that didn't happen. How can this be?
Giles shrugged helplessly.
I haven't a clue.
None at all.
You built the damn thing, didn't you?
That's why I don't have any idea, Dora. There was no part of the system I devised that would have allowed for tampering. The feed, visual and audio, is encrypted at the camera by the DSP. This all happens in firmware, so there isn't any way to push an upgrade to a unit that dismantles the feature. We used AES-256 as the encryption algorithm with keys updated every 8 seconds.
The keys are how you unlock the data? Dora asked.
Yes.
Do you know much about computer systems?
She shrugged.
They still have ATMs with older card readers back home. If I can lift a card, I know enough to get money out. It's not really something I've been able to use here with the vids and all.
I should think not.
So, encryption is basically just scrambling data so that it can't be read. When you do this, you need a key that gives you the ability to unlock the data, to unscramble it. If you don't have the key, you can't unlock the data.
What happens if the wrong person gets the key? She asked.
Well, then they have access to all the data, but that can't happen here. The Guardian system used to be susceptible to this weakness when we first built it, because we had to store the keys on both ends, the camera and the servers. Keys were updated from server to camera at a regular interval, and then we needed some way to secure the transfer of the key codes as well. And if anyone gained access to the keys or figured out how we generated them, the whole thing was compromised and we had to push a massive update. All of that was rectified when the SC systems came into play. One of the things a quantum system does really well is code breaking. It's just an ability that is inherent to its nature. So when the super capables came online, we integrated them with Guardian and upgraded all the drones, and then later the static cameras when the drones went the way of the dodo. The main advantage this brought us was the ability to discard the encryption keys at the camera. The data was just encrypted, sent along, and the key was left out of the transaction because an SC doesn't need it to begin with. It can just grind the encrypted data without them. Dora thought about this a minute, and Giles waited for the flurry of questions to follow. It was a familiar experience whenever he tried to explain the more technical aspects of his work. People would nod, blink, and stare off into the distance, having understood nothing of what he had explained, and afraid to admit their ignorance. They would either ask dozens of irrelevant questions, or none at all, and the whole conversation soon became a tangled mess. Instead of asking questions or nodding in a confused stupor, Dora said, "So you throw away the keys, and the wrong people don't have a way to hijack and decode the data at a later time. The keys don't exist anywhere, so the data just can't be decrypted."
"Yes, exactly," Giles said. He was impressed.
"But the SC the data goes to can decrypt it without the keys."
"Correct."
"So, encryption doesn't work on SCs for some reason."
Giles shrugged and said,
"Not quite. There are certain forms of encryption they can't crack. Lattice cryptography, for example. But it would be pointless for us to encrypt the Guardian data to a level they can't crack. We want it to be encrypted just enough, you see? Just enough so that average systems and people out in the world would find it useless. Sigma, for instance, runs on a quantum core. However, he would not be able to decrypt a Guardian stream simply because the activity of his core is dedicated to the running of his high-level functions. He doesn't have the capacity to devote to it. None of the capable systems do. It takes a lot of power to make these things think."
"How many of these SC systems are there?"
Three that we know of, all owned and operated by Anagnorisis Technologies.
That you know of? She asked.
Well, Anagnorisis has several contracts with the U.S. government. You know how it is?
No, I don't, Giles. Explain it.
The government always wants its own toys, you see.
Ah, she said.
She leaned back in her chair and stared at Sigma for a while. Continuing to stare at the hoplite, she asked,
Do regular people in this country have access to the SCs?
I understand what you're getting at. That's good thinking, but no, they do not. They have access to lesser quantum computers, but only via the cloud. A quantum system is still expensive as hell to manufacture. Anagnorisis is the only company that's figured out how to do it on any large scale, and they still have patents on everything, so that's a closely guarded industry secret. The quantum systems that you can play with over the cloud are really just curiosities, and you still have to vid in to use them, so the activity is always tracked. If you want to do anything serious, you have to lease time on one of the Anagnorisis systems, and you don't even want to know what that costs. They have a bit of a stranglehold on things right now.
Dora continued to look off into the middle distance as she thought. Finally, she muttered,
Someone figured out how to do it.
How's that?
Someone figured out how to decrypt that feed. It's the only way they could have changed it to show a lie. We need to figure out who did it and how.
Giles sighed and shook his head.
I just said I have no clue. I can't think of anyone with the necessary access and desire to do it. Plus, they'd have to convince one of the SCs. Remember, an SC isn't just a computer that follows instructions blindly. They're intelligent, thinking systems. If an SC were to crack a Guardian stream in the manner you suggest and be discovered, it would be shut down immediately. Anagnorisis could afford to do nothing else. And for an SC, a shutdown is basically death. You wouldn't be able to convince one to knowingly do something to threaten its own existence. The drive for survival has been hardwired into the lowest levels of the system.
Somebody figured it out, Giles. Someone found a way to make it happen. If someone figured out a way, there's a way to find out who. That's the only way this gets any better.
If I may interrupt, Miss Dora.
They glanced at Sigma as if he had suddenly appeared out of thin air.
Yes? She asked.
Is there a way to access the footage before it was decrypted?
She looked at Giles expectantly. He thought a moment and said,
Everything is archived locally at Anagnorisis' server farm. Data is retrieved, decrypted, and reviewed on request by the SCs. You need a court subpoena for decryption, though. It's the only way we could get compliance with privacy laws given... given that feeds are also pulled from lenses.
Dora's mouth fell open. She closed it soon after and shook her head slowly.
Sick, she muttered.
Giles shrugged again and said,
It was something they did after I left the project.
She closed her eyes and shuddered.
Okay, you need the court order to get the data decrypted. You can have an SC pull it at any time, though?
Yes, there are internal audits all the time to confirm the integrity of their archival storage, so they have the ability to confirm that it is there and intact. You need a date, time, and a specific geographic location, and the SC can pull all related data corresponding to that index.
So that's it, then, Dora said.
She clapped her hands a few times and snapped the fingers of her left hand in a throwaway gesture, as if she tossed a pinch of salt over a shoulder.
What's it? Giles asked. You need to go pull that archive data. Get your hands on it, then turn yourself in to a news agency somewhere. Make sure you get all kinds of backups sent out all over the place, give an interview or whatever to a few reporters, and then call the police up to come get you. You'll have enough of that data out there that they won't be able to ignore it. At some point during your trial, they'll have to decrypt it, and then everyone will see the truth.
Giles looked down at his hands as they flexed in his lap.
You make it sound very easy. It's a hell of a gamble, relying on footage I've never seen.
Oh, then you did shoot the guy.
Well, of course not.
Good. And you're certain of your super kick-ass encryption?
To the degree which I have described, yes.
You know what happened. If the system works as you've said, if you're really as smart as you think you are, then the footage shows the truth, doesn't it?
Well, it still shows that we killed a man. It shows that you defended yourself against an assailant.
But you're trusting the legal system to see that.
I thought you didn't trust any of them.
She smiled, and in her smile he saw the grit of a country left behind.
You trust them when you have leverage, Giles.
The trick is to get enough leverage that it's easiest for them to let you go, yet not so much that it becomes better for them to make you disappear. It's a fine line, but it can be walked.
Jesus Christ. I don't know, Dora. I just don't know.
Do you have anything better, Giles?
He did not, of course.